Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2080, with a release date of Friday, September 8th, 2017, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. For hams, it's all eyes as Hurricane Irma storms through the Caribbean. Radio operators in India help with monsoon safety and supplies. And radiograms surface as an important resource in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey in the Houston, Texas region. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2080 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9-GCO.
This has been a season of challenging weather worldwide. Our top story this week is Hurricane Irma, which, at the time Newsline went to production, was sweeping through the Caribbean and taking aim squarely at Florida in the U.S. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, talked to Bobby Best, WX4ALA, about this historic weather system.
Hurricane Irma is the second strongest hurricane ever in the Atlantic Basin, second only by Hurricane Allen in 1980.
Newsline reporter Bobby Best, WX4ALA, is also a broadcast meteorologist who says there are some similarities in this hurricane season to ones from the past.
It's mindful of 2005, but when you start looking at Jose that's right behind Irma, it makes you wonder, that's for sure.
Best says a lot was learned from all the storms of 2005.
We learned a tremendous amount, not only from Katrina, but from that entire year, 2005. I mean, they ran out of names. We had to go into Alpha, Beta, Charlie, naming hurricanes. We had so many, and we did learn a tremendous amount. And also, I want to give credit to April 27th of 2011, the largest super outbreak of tornadoes. We also learned an awful lot about amateur radio operators coming in and providing emergency communications assistance to law enforcement, rescue personnel, etc.
Best thinks hams in the surrounding area will be in a good position to help.
Hams in the panhandle are not likely to be affected by Hurricane Irma. Additionally, living in Alabama myself, I know that Alabama hams have already been placed on standby to assist Florida if necessary.
When this report was being prepared Wednesday afternoon, Best says the National Hurricane HF Network is up and running.
As Irma slowly moves to the west, the HF network down at the National Hurricane Center should begin to start getting a lot of good info in and able to send a lot of info out that hopefully will save some lives. By Friday, the latest models I looked at this morning, and they are predicting a right-hand turn for Irma sometime between Friday night and Saturday morning. Just how far of a right-hand or a northward turn Irma will make could make all the difference in the world for people in Florida. If it makes enough of a right-hand turn, it will put the east coast of Florida on the east side of Irma, which is the less powerful side. If it doesn't take as right of a turn, it will place portions of the Gulf Coast of Florida on the right-hand side again, which is the bad side. At that time, we would be relying a whole lot on local VHF and UHF nets connecting in also on 75 meters with the Florida state net.
With thanks to Newsline's Bobby Best, WX4ALA, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, reporting for Amateur Radio Newsline.
Meanwhile, South Asia has been struggling with the effects of powerful monsoons, but just like their counterparts in the U.S. and the Caribbean, the monsoon victims were able to rely on ham radio, as we hear from Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
As the United States continued to count the toll from Hurricane Harvey's assault on the Houston, Texas area, India, Nepal, Pakistan, and Bangladesh were struggling with brutal monsoons that brought the subcontinent its worst rain in decades. In India, amateur radio operators were dispatched in Pune and Mumbai, where public transportation was immobilized by flooding and electricity was cut off. Amateurs Satish Shah, VU2SVS, and Ankud Piranik, VU2AXN, were among those in Mumbai, bringing food and resources to a local school where children were stranded. Even with VHF equipment in short supply, amateurs were able to make connections using an app that turns a smartphone or tablet into a walkie-talkie, Zello, the same app that proved useful to US rescuers during Hurricane Harvey. Communications in the affected region in India were being overseen by YUSBDA, VU2JAU, the National Coordinator for Disaster Communications in India. He reported that hams in East Bengal and Patna were involved in getting emergency traffic passed. There were no reports of ham involvement in Bangladesh, but the big challenge remains the same now as in many other storm-hit areas: the need for safe, fresh drinking water and available food. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
Meanwhile, back in the U.S., hams continued to help Harvey victims get what they needed. Sometimes it was just a comforting note from home, as we hear from Christian Kudnick, K0STH.
Even though the emergency in Houston, Texas was far away from his home in western New York, Luke Caliano, N2GDU of Lancaster, was able to assist people struggling in the hurricane's aftermath. As the emergency coordinator for the Lancaster Aries Emergency Alert System, Luke was connecting worried relatives with family members affected, perhaps even stranded, in the Gulf region after Harvey. Luke told WIVB Television that he had been able to send messages through radiograms. These are not unlike the ones deployed locally right there in the Buffalo, New York area when a major snowstorm takes down the communications infrastructure, affecting even the cell towers. He said the radiograms, which provide written versions of the messages phoned in to the ham operators, have successfully made it to shelters in Louisiana and Mississippi, too. The radiograms not only got the word through, but in most cases also delivered a whole lot of reassurance. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Christian Kudnick, K0STH.
The FCC is looking to change some of its technical regulations, and it wants to hear from you. Jim Dameron, N8TMW, has more on that.
If you have suggestions or an opinion on technical regulation reform for radio, you have until October 30th to let the FCC's Office of Engineering and Technology know about it. The FCC's Technical Advisory Council has opened a public inquiry looking to either update existing regulations or adopt new ones. The FCC wants the council to single out any rules that are obsolete or in need of being brought up to date. The council also wants comments on how the agency's regulatory process on specific technical rules could become more efficient. The agency stresses that the issues being considered are those of a technical nature. If you have an opinion on this or want to share thoughts, file your comments in ET Docket 17-215 using the agency's electronic comment filing system. You can get additional information from Walter Johnson, the TAC Working Group's FCC liaison, or Greg Lapin, N9GL, who chairs the ARRL RF Safety Committee and represents the ARRL on the council. Again, keep in mind that deadline of October 30th. Meanwhile, the FCC has updated its regulations as they affect wireless devices, radio-controlled models, medical implant devices, and personal locator beacons. At the same time, the agency moved to allow new digital applications for the General Mobile Radio Service, setting up intervening channels and extending licenses from 5-year terms to 10 years. The agency also gave additional channels to the FRS, allowing greater power on certain channels, up to 2 watts, as well as CB radio operators being given permission to use hands-free headsets. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WI9HF repeater, sponsored by the Capital City Repeater Association in Madison, Wisconsin, which airs our report at 7:30 on Tuesday nights. There are serious contests, and then there are, well, contests like this one in southeastern Australia. It involves flagpoles, as we hear from Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
If you like to take your radio contest seriously, well, think again. The Flagpole Challenge of Australia's Manly Warringah Radio Society invites radio operators to bring their rig, their flagpole, an antenna for the flagpole, and oh yes, a sense of humour to this competition. It's taking place on the 16th of September, starting at 0000 UTC, and will run for 14 hours. Locally, that's 10 a.m. to midnight in southeastern Australia. Interested amateurs can even bring a flag for their flagpole. In fact, it will score you some bonus points. You get bonus points for portable or maritime operation. All amateur frequencies, including those utilising repeaters, may be used for the contest. The winner is simply the radio operator who scores the most points. It's that easy. The hardest thing may well be selecting what kind of flag to fly, but remember, any flag at all gains you 10 extra points. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
Who doesn't love trying out a new net? Hams in Kentucky just got one to look forward to on Sundays. For those details, we hear from Jack Prindle, AB4WS, who shares this report from Amateur News Weekly.
A new net is being held on East Kentucky 220 link system every Sunday night at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time. The system includes 224.720 repeater with a PL of 203.5 in Perry County, the 224.980 machine in Clay County, the 224.520 repeater in Pike County, the 224.960 repeater with a PL of 203.5 in Letcher County, and the 224.820 with a PL of 100 hertz in Knox County. All the repeaters are linked, and they invite all hams to join in and blow the dust off your 220 gear. Covering your amateur radio news in the greater Cincinnati area and the Commonwealth of Kentucky for Amateur News Weekly, this is Jack Prindle, AB4WS in Big Bone, Kentucky.
For more news of the Cincinnati, Ohio, Kentucky area, you can hear the Amateur News Weekly podcast at amateurnewsweekly.com. At the end of September, amateurs will polish up their best code for an event that honors a ham who was likely one of CW's biggest proponents until her death. Nancy Cott, WZ8C. Heather Emby, KB3TZD, has the details.
When Nancy Cott, WZ8C, became a silent key in 2014 at the age of 58, she left behind a legacy of good work in the ham community, and most especially her years of devotion to promoting code on the air. The Nancy Cott Memorial KN0WCW event honors her each year, as it will this year, during the last weekend of September. The on-air celebration is not a contest, say organizers, but a communal recognition of her work with the Fists CW Club. The Michigan radio operator was head of what became the America's chapter of FIST. She had also been editor of the magazines World Radio and World Radio Online. Her advocacy for learning code made Nancy an inductee into the CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame in 2014. A special QSL card honoring Nancy will be available to hams who work the America's Club callsign, KN0WCW. The event will be held on all HF amateur bands between 0001 UTC on Saturday the 30th of September and 0600 UTC on Monday the 2nd of October. For more details, visit their website, FISTSNA.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Heather Emby, KB3TZD.
Tay, TA1HZ in Gulcom, TA7AZC, are in Morocco until the 13th of September as CN2HZ and CN2ZC, respectively. They will participate in the WAE-DX single sideband contest with their CN call signs. Their logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. The QSL manager for CN2HZ is LZ3HI. For CN2ZC, please send directly to TA7AZC. Be listening for Hans, PA3HGT, operating as 3B8/PA3HGT, for Mauritius through the 22nd of September. He is on the air holiday style on 40, 20, 10 meters using single sideband, possibly some digital modes. Send QSLs via his home call sign, direct, or by the Vero. If you're a fan of special events, you can contact a group of Colombian operators using the special call sign 5K300PF through the 15th of September. The hams are commemorating the visit of Pope Francis. They are operating on all modes and bands. Send QSLs via HK1X. Be listening too for Bodo DF8DX, active from Algeria as 7Y0Alpha, from the 11th of September to the 22nd. Bodo will be on the HF bands using single sideband as well as CW. QSL via info on QRZ.com. Our last story redefines the concept of going on the air, largely because it involves amateur radio operators wearing parachutes and using them. With this story, we hear from Mike Askins, KE5CXP.
If you remember the time you took that big leap into ham radio, perhaps you can relate, even a little, to Rob, KC6TYD, Troy, W7BIG, and Mark, AF6IM. When these three took their leap as amateurs just a few weeks ago, it was out of an airplane flying at an altitude of 12,000 feet over Tracy, California. Parachute Mobile Mission 28 in late August marked the team's latest try as parachute mobile operators, activating a piece of the sky for their very own twist on summits on the air. Rob said the four jumps made at Skydive California consisted of three operations on 2 meters, with the last one being an HF activation on 20 meters. The team logged a total of 62 contacts, 12 of them on HF. Although almost all the stations they logged were in and around Central California, the team did score a contact in Florida, which, yes, counts as DX. Rob told Newsline that the hardest part wasn't the jump itself, but getting ready to go on and in the air. Setting up the gear and completing the safety checklist and manifest can take up to 30 minutes, with another 30 to 40 minute wait for an airplane. Then, the pressure is on. Keep in mind, he told us, the jumper has only about a 10 to 15 minute window to make as many QSOs as possible. The team isn't quite done yet. Mission 29 is next on the agenda, and that's in a few short weeks. It's scheduled for October 21st. Visit their website, parachutemobile.wordpress.com, for more details. As Rob noted, plans for that are anything but up in the air. For Amateur Radio Newsline, with my feet firmly planted on the ground, I'm Mike Askins, KE5CXP.
With thanks to Allen Labs, Amateur News Weekly, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, the FCC, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, the Manly Waringa Radio Society, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Parachute Mobile, Rob Fenn KC6TYD, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, The Times of India, Victoria News, WIVB-TV, WTWW Shortwave, the YL Beam, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, located at www.arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017. All rights reserved.